I've worked on enough cars, and then I cut something out of metal, and the edges are like, ooh. I'm like, I shouldn't be touching this. I'm in over my head, and if I get rid of it, I admit defeat. Welcome back to the Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast. Thank you very much for joining us this week. You'll notice, if you're watching on Spotify or on YouTube, we are not in our usual unit. That's because we are in a cottage in Cornwall.
We've bought a nice little house.
We've all moved in together. Ben's over in the corner, and this is where we're going to live our lives now. No, we are on a trip this week with our cheap sports cars, with our £3,500 sports cars. So we're staying in a cottage and waking at the crack of dawn to do some more driving roads. But at the beginning of every podcast, we ask the question, do cars rule everything around us, or do they ruin everything around us? William, what is it for you?
Rules.
It rules.
But if sort of, with driving the sports cars, the 350Z today had a little hiccup.
Yeah. But it's fixed now.
It is. Well, yeah, we think it was just a pipe of sorts, an air pipe.
We hope.
But after, we started our road trip off with a skid pan.
Which is a great way to start any road trip. Great way.
It was like an hour from where we started and with another 5 or 6 hours of driving after the skid pan.
I'd quite like to make that a thing that we do on every road trip, that we start with a skid pad, because that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and also irons out any problems.
Yeah.
It means if you get a problem, just go home.
Also,
which was almost...
If it makes a problem, go home.
Yeah, just leave. But yeah, started misfiring, sounded like absolute ass.
Yeah.
But I was driving a Beetle, took it all apart, put it all back together again.
And he's fine.
Been fine.
You scared it? You start taking things off and it went, whoa, okay. Right, I will work.
Yeah, and then I got an ESP error, which means I get no ABS.
Hey, but it also means you have no ESP, so you're sliding.
Which is very nice. But other than that, great.
Nice. Yeah, also on the skid pad, that was done at Thruxton. You can do experience and stuff there. And we were chatting to the guys while they were there. Firstly, they were like, yeah, bring some more stuff down to the skid pad.
Mm.
They said, we said, it would be funny to put a limo on here, wouldn't it? And they went, it would be funny to put a limo on here. Come on down. And then also, because the other project car that we've potentially got lined up for next year is gone quiet at the moment, which I'm very upset about. Still not telling you what it is in case one of you goes out and tries to buy it. I'm still trying for it. But a backup, it's a big upgrade.
Oh, huge.
But very cool.
Mm.
The guys at Thruxton were like, we have this sitting in our shed. And we were like, oh.
It's just been there for a year.
Yeah.
Instead of fixing it, they just bought a new one.
What's teaser can we give? That's too big of a teaser. It is front-engined, manual.
British, mate.
British. Some would consider it a supercar.
Some.
I wouldn't. Rory would.
You know what? Yeah, you would. Yeah.
Uh-oh, that's fine. A bit of a hint. But for me, I am in rule for the same reason. The road trip has been very fun so far. I like that Porsche Boxster a lot. And it might have gone by now. No, maybe. If not, we might be giving it away. It might still be...
We might be in the middle of it.
If you're hearing this right now, go have a look on LLF Games, because that Boxster might be up for grabs for the sum of sub 20 pence.
It'll be very, very low.
It'll be very cheap for a ticket. So if you want that Boxster, which I've already become quite attached to it, I quite like it now. And I was not a fan of Boxsters until we bought it.
Mm.
And I do quite like it. So go buy a ticket if you want. But yeah, I'm Rule. Benjamin.
Hello.
Oh, Ben's not in a good way.
It's late.
You bet. Also, you had like 2 hours of sleep last night.
Yeah, couldn't sleep. What's that about?
Should have just
crazy.
Just got more sleep.
Just go to sleep.
Get into bed. Yeah, yeah. Cool, awake now. Well, that's not how that works. Rule.
You got your new plate.
I've got my own pro plate.
That's crazy.
My first ever one. Yeah. That's it? On the car. I drilled it myself, which wasn't very fun because I didn't.
Ben, it's PG podcast. Sorry, please come with
it. Yeah, drilled the plate myself, which wasn't fun because I didn't want to do that. But
you know what, though?
Butchering my new things.
Ben, I don't know if we talked about this last week, but Ben's been doing lots of... Ben's kind of car guying.
Yeah, he's just doing stuff.
Ben, when I met you, you were car wallpaper car guy.
I was also 8 years old.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you were just into cars casually.
Yeah.
You didn't care that much for them. Now, the other night, I got home from a shoot. Ben, so I looked in our group chat, and there's something from Ben being like, why is my Clio's alarm just going off constantly?
I think we spoke about this.
We did?
Yeah, a couple of podcasts ago, but I fixed it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, on my lonesome.
That's one there. And then the other day, you were like, I took all my wipers apart. Need drilling number plates for your number plate.
I know.
What's going on,
man? I did that very badly, the number plate.
But you're having a go. He's starting to believe.
Also, I went at it with an attitude of a car guy, which was, I just kind of started doing it properly and then didn't care because I was like, it's not going well. And then I was like filing, because it split my number plate when it went through.
Yeah.
So I started filing it and I thought, I don't care. I'm just going to screw it.
Split the number. What did you do it with?
A big
knife and a fork.
What do you, I didn't drill a pilot hole. I just drill for it.
Do you, what do you, because you do lots of number plates.
I don't drill holes. You did have to drill.
You have to.
For my X5. You have to drill holes. I used the old plate as a guide.
That's what I did, yeah. But I didn't use like a old plate, little pilot hole, big hole. I went big drill bit straight through at speed.
What happened? Also, it might be because of the bit. If you used like a, I don't know, a masonry bit, maybe it does that.
It was
like
round.
Bit, I don't know.
It was round.
It's a round bit.
Kind of curly whirly.
And it has like flutes in the middle. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was my brother's drill. I thought, no idea.
Maybe that does work.
Yeah. So that's my.
They're attached.
They're on. They actually look quite good. So yeah.
They do look good. Right. That's everyone. So we're all
again.
Oh, this is dangerous. We're in uncharted territory here.
Not all of us can be happy at once.
No, someone must fall.
So one of us must take the old spin.
As always, drop your rules or ruins in the comments. We like to read through them. Also, kind of setting us up to fail here, but we're all like 7 or 8 hours deep of driving today. So if today's a little bit lackluster, don't hold it against us, please. But we thought we'd rather give you a podcast than no podcast. So enjoy it, please. What are we on to first? We got no news.
Would you like some news?
We've got news.
No.
Oh, okay.
There is no news.
Ben, have you got any news?
I've got the podcast little notes we have here.
Yeah.
In the news section, so, no news.
No news.
Yeah. Do you know what no news is?
It's good news. It's
good news.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Ben's too tired to have seen that coming. I saw it coming, but Ben, he got caught off guard by that.
Very good, Will.
Did we say? We said
it'll be something electric.
Did you know? Right, I'm gonna make confident assertions of news that's happened this week. Did you know that Bentley has just converted its whole fleet to being electric?
Yeah, and then this Chinese brand has just launched cars.
Have they've bought an English company and relaunched cars? The movie. Yeah,
they're called XYZ.
Oh, nice!
And they make the Bingle Sco S.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's fully electric, and it does 3 miles range.
That's crazy.
And they're planning to sell it from 30 to 73.
Yeah, on a Thursday.
They're also. Have you heard? There's gonna be a new Nürburgring lap record
by the Nürburgring itself, going
by
itself.
A company, and they're gonna do it apparently. But they're not actually gonna do it. They're just gonna say they're doing it.
They're gonna say they're doing it, and then it turns out that they did it on hyperdrive tires.
Yeah, exactly.
Powered by the Chernobyl reactor,
driven by the Stig.
Exactly.
At Mach 10, going backwards.
I think that's a good wrap up of the news this week.
You've all been updated. That's also possibly future news, in which case you're welcome.
It's also, let's just insert that section into every week.
Can someone write that up as an article, please?
And put it on Lab Bible. As we said, a little bit delirious already. So in lieu of news, should we do a personal news update on our cars?
Why not?
You have a Clio that is blue.
Yep.
I hope you enjoy the news.
It's blue.
Yeah. What else?
It's not moving. It's just on jack stands.
It's still not.
It's really... I hope this weekend he will be in business.
Wow, we're back.
I have put the same seal on, two seals.
Me when I hear Kiss from a Rose too many times.
I've put the same two camshaft seals on the wrong way twice.
So it's third time's the charm.
Third time, I re-looked over my footage of taking the engine apart and realised the error of my ways. Well, the oil coming out was also the error.
The pause was telling.
Do you know what? Just hate it now.
Just hate cars?
No, I don't hate. I just
that car.
I've lost interest in him.
You did say so. You said to us, if you put the engine in the first time and it didn't work, you were going to sell the car.
I'm not far off.
And then it went wrong, and you said, I'm annoyed, but I'm going to get. I know what's wrong. And then you went back the second time, and I asked you after that, and you were like, I'm nearly done with it.
But I'll
do it one more time. And you said you would do it one more time, but so you can't go back now.
My first balls up was bigger.
Yeah.
I literally snapped part of a camshaft.
Yeah, true.
So this is now smaller.
Mm.
I am now a timing expert.
if anybody needs Clio 172 or 182 timing done, Will's your man.
If Ben, anything goes wrong.
I actually need it doing.
No.
Could you?
No.
Nah.
You could though.
You could do it for cheap.
Is it blue?
You could.
No. Oh. But it's old time's sake. That's your guy.
I've heard
no,
he only not old timing. You don't want old timing.
I have old timing at you these doing quite chronically.
But
you could do
I quite a defaser like on Ben's car. You've done a defaser in Ben's.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to be nice.
I'm just not doing the timing.
Do you know what? If we were really mates, you'd do it for me.
What if you do the defaser and Ben has to do the timing?
Deal.
Ben could be saving money here.
It's fine. I'll get my watch out.
Very good. But Ben, okay, so that's so you're
that's where he is. But this weekend, soon. I'm telling you,
he's back.
If anything goes wrong after that, I've priced the whole car up in my head. It's gone.
What if I buy it?
Anyone? Fine. No, you can't. No, I'm not selling it as a whole. Also, it's going in bits.
I cannot buy another car. Ben,
hello.
Talk to me about cars.
X5 is just fantastic.
Yeah, what's the
great
plan with that? What's the project? What's the X5 project?
Quite a big build, that one.
Couple miles on that one.
Couple plates.
Little oil change, new plate. Yeah. And then I'm either going to paint the wheels of my Clio silver because they don't look good in grey.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to turn it into a complete track car and strip it down.
Lovely. So, is that after your skid pan day today?
That was sick.
We let Ben. We both, Will and I, had a go. Then we went, you know what, Ben can have a go. And he subsequently broke Will's 350Z.
He actually did it.
Allegedly.
Yeah. No, sorry, so you not said. It was, you drove the car, revved it to...
It was to the moon, I think.
It went all the way around the rev gauge.
I think it may even have played among the stars.
It just went... Whoop. Actually went the other way as well.
Yeah. You got to do that when you're doing skids, guys.
Yeah.
You need the power.
Ben's first skids were crazy, to say the least. He was ripping that e-brake. Yep. He was powering over.
Do you know what, though? I asked Will in the car, like when it was just me and him. I said, Will, mate. What was it actually like? And he said, do you know what? And he started smiling at me, like smirking, like he didn't want to admit it. He said, for a beginner, I was actually quite impressed.
Ben, I'm going to say it. As someone who only cares about skids, you did well.
Especially because you haven't seen Tokyo Drift.
Which is a crime.
Or,
everyone in the comments,
too fast, too furious.
If we could please petition Ben, go find his Instagram. His bit is benjam.rog.
Benjam.rog.
Go ahead. You've just instilled your own death here. Everyone just go and bully Ben.
Please, bully me all you like, but I'll bully you back twice as hard.
It's not true.
Can you
not true.
Just tell him to watch the first three.
I've watched Fast X, though.
No, Ben. But you're starting at the wrong end.
Ben. Yeah, but I watched it in Leicester Square. So.
I don't care where you watched it.
You haven't watched.
You need to watch Fast and Furious at home.
One, two, and three. Fast. And then you may stop. You
I
may
said,
continue if you'd like.
Forget about it, Kerr.
Listen, this bastard's bringing me back. Right. So that's what you're doing with your cars.
So the clear, I want to do the wheels or I want to turn it into like a track car.
Okay.
So
perhaps you should do a track day first. That might be a good idea.
Yeah, but also why not just go all the way?
Smart.
Yeah, also having a driveway, so that would not be very smart. But
very smart.
Also smart. Because speed. Also it's leaking. It's just I removed the seats to do some maintenance.
Oh yeah, you sent us a video. It's and, got water in it, right?
And the rear is just full of water.
Perfect.
Why?
France.
Yeah. Because it kept steaming up every time I drive at the minute.
It's trying to...
Cold. It steams up so much.
It's just trying to make baguette. It's trying to make bread.
It's like a Dutch oven.
Yeah, it's bringing water in. It's like, this. I got to get some... What is it? Wheat? Flour?
Man,
I
don't know.
That's the word I was looking for.
Chuck some yeast in there. I'll come out with some nice Parisian baguettes.
You need one of those little bags that you heat up in the microwave. It's called a chicken tikka masala.
Yeah, it's called dinner.
No, one of those little bags, you can heat them up in the microwave and it keeps, trust me, trust me.
But I haven't got a microwave in my car.
I have one in the blue car, still.
A microwave?
No wonder it's not working properly. It's full of microwaves.
Fine. Have a soggy car.
Why do we involve Ben in these conversations?
Stupid guy.
Do you know what, fair. It's completely fair. I'm gonna go back to
like I said, delirium.
Your
ready.
Soggy car with its curbed wheel.
So, Clios are... on the horizon for being back on the road.
Yeah. Also, Ben's got a new MOT.
Ben's got a new MOT and a new combine harvester. Mm. You have a Range Rover. What are your plans with that?
It's got MOT just for drive it. 3 weeks. 2 weeks. I mentioned in the last podcast, I got it looked at and it was a good result, but I now need to fix everything in the next few weeks.
So your build on that is MOT it?
Yeah. So what I've done is I put a Bluetooth adapter in it to listen to my music. And
we have got priorities set.
I researched how much an air compressor is.
And how much is it?
Not as bad as you might think.
£238.
That would be nice.
Oh.
It's £450.
Ooh.
But it's very easy to fit.
That's great. That's
all I need to do.
So is a Fabergé egg, but it does cost you a couple mil.
Is find out how, if I need it.
Okay.
Apparently, I need to jack the car up into off-road mode.
First jack up your
and
car.
And spray my shocks. Spray my bags.
To see if they're bubbling.
Spray my bags, see if I'm bubbling away.
And if you're not bubbling, it's your compressor.
It's
great to hear. Tough to hear.
But it's do you know what? That's the best car.
I'm quite jealous still by it.
It's best,
like it
best car in the world ever.
Even though I'm happy with my daily, I'm quite upset.
Best car.
Car, yeah, yeah. I maintain an L322 is the best car. Is the car. Maintain it's the car.
.com.
My new daily has an issue.
What?
It's Ben. It's Ben's issue he had with his brown Bodge. With
it needs a complete gearbox.
It has.
You get in the clutch slipper?
It's not clutch slipping.
Is it clutch E?
It might be clutch E. When I get in the car, so this is my Mercedes. I bought a Mercedes C55 AMG. And the cheapest in the country. How could this have gone wrong? How could this have happened to me? When you get in the car and it's cold outside, I actually haven't shown you this yet. I will. You put it in gear, and when you start driving, what's the best way to describe it? 7,000 mosquitoes are inside the gearbox.
Come outside.
You put it in drive. It gets through first fine. It goes second. It goes, with the speed, it goes.
Oh, that's you got the supercharged one.
Yeah, I wish. And then it goes into the next gear and it goes. And then you're like, it's gone. And it goes. Over and over. And then, so I was like, that's weird. Maybe it'll just go away. It doesn't. Well, it goes away when it's warm. So if you're a Mercedes specialist and you know, this is a very helpful explainer, is ringing bells, please let me know. And then, yeah, when it's warm, it's juddery.
Have you Googled it? Have you got the terminal fatal analysis from the online?
I haven't seen anyone say it. Yeah. I've just gone on WebMD.
Yeah. It says you're dead.
Go straight to A&E.
It's fatal.
So, yeah, I need to work out what to do with that. But it's a winter daily. I've bought it because it's automatic and it's nice. So I have a solution.
Okay.
It's the manual swap it.
Right. That's
because.
Oh, sorry. Hang on. I know what this is.
Exactly.
Continue.
It's good. It's kind of cool, is it?
It's not.
It is kind of cool.
It's not.
So,
what's the donor car?
Don't worry about it. It's not about the donor car. It's about the driver. No. So the M113 engine that is in my Merc, the V8, is identical to the V6 in other Mercedes and only Mercedes.
And Chrysler's.
And also the Chrysler Crossfire.
Now the thing is, you have experience with a manual Crossfire,
yeah.
A rare beast,
yeah,
seldom seen on the roads.
And I've been offered that car back.
Don't you give me a disease thinking about this. Did you drive that car and think, this is such a wonderful manual gearbox?
It's not.
Or did you drive that and go, this is one of the worst manual gearbox feels of all time?
I did think that. Yeah. But I think half of that was that gear knob. I think it was.
Okay.
And
it was quite a stubby little chode, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't think I want that.
What, you want a long?
A little bit longer. Yeah.
I think that'll make it worse.
I don't think so. Well, I guess only time will tell, because...
Also means you have to buy a Crossfire.
That is an issue. That's a genuine issue for me.
Again.
So, for those of you who don't know, the V6 and the V8 in that generation of Mercedes is identical. They simply just added a cylinder in the middle. So everything at the front of the engine, all of the idlers, all of the tensioners, it's all the same. And everything at the back of the engine, the clutch, the flywheel, that sort of stuff, is the same. So you can take a Chrysler Crossfire manual, gearbox prop shaft, gearbox mount, all that sort of stuff, and bolt it straight into a C55. It all mounts up fine. Pedals as well. AKA Ben's nickname.
But could you not, right, Crossfire is what, grand?
Yeah.
1,500 quid, somewhere around there. Could you not put an auto back in it?
I guess I could, but yeah.
You could pull a torque converter and do that for like 500 quid.
Listen, rich from you, Ben.
It didn't need a torque converter, did it? And I lost £1,000 learning that.
Ben gets very touchy when you bring up the brown.
Because
badge.
I lost £1,000 in 2 months.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to drive it, I'm going to get someone to look at it and tell me, because there is also a chance that it's just a solenoid. There is a solenoid block in the gearbox that goes wrong on them. It's a cheap part to replace, and it causes those kind of issues, I'm told. Mm. So I would like to keep it auto, because also, instead, I'd rather swap in an E55 engine, which you can also do.
Supercharged. That would be cool.
You can't put you can put the supercharger on the non-supercharged engine, but then it bends a rod, because the non-supercharged ones are very weak. Whereas the supercharged engine bolts all straight in.
They're built different.
They're built different.
Can I just say?
How can I
help? Didn't you buy this car for your winter daily?
Ben, these are questions that don't need answering.
If you start pulling apart, we'll be done till April, and then you're going to want to drive the M3 and everything around.
Ben, I hear what you're saying.
I'm going to give you some advice that you give me.
Drive
it till the wheels fall off.
Ben, I hear what you're saying, but unfortunately, I can't listen to this right now.
Because I didn't drive mine till the wheels fell off today.
No, it's more that there's just interesting things to do, and therefore
yeah,
I get
but
something.
Then you're not going to have a daily.
Yeah, but then you have to go buy another daily.
How do you?
What?
Now, I have this Clio on the drive.
Yeah.
And it sucks the living daylight and soul from me having it there. And if it was there for another 6 months, I think I'd just get rid of it.
Yeah, but it's because there's something I want to do to it.
But right. Okay, let's just dial it back.
Hold on.
Because
Say that again.
We got numbers going on here.
Yeah.
We have an E36.
Yeah, which one?
Exactly. That's not good. No one should ever say that to someone.
Hey, a true connoisseur would say that.
Either or.
Which one?
Where are they going? What's happening with them?
Silvery 36.
Sorry. Actually, I'm going to go even further back. Silvery E36 is a winter daily.
Correct.
And where is
Why isn't it now winter daily?
In storage.
In deep storage.
Because I love that car. And I have a vision for him. He will stay for a very long time. But the thing I want to do to it is not yet possible. And if I keep winter dailying it, it will die. And it will never be able to be that thing.
Okay, other E36?
So to explain quickly, I want to put a B58 from an M140i and an automatic transmission in the Silver E36 and leave it completely stand on the outside and make like 500 wheel horsepower.
So we should see that in 30 to 40 years.
Yeah, 2030, yeah. I would say.
Other E36?
Why E36? Got the engine for that? That is being...
He's on the way?
That is happening.
I'm going to say it. I don't think it's ever happening.
Wow. All right, Ben. That's rich from you because I haven't seen a bolt turned on your Clio.
That's true.
Actually, if you go to Top Dead Center on YouTube and go to I Something My Project Car,
Since then, you watched me do it. What's happened since then?
You did the alarm. You fixed an alarm. You've done things that you had to do.
All I'm saying is that white 36, I haven't seen that move in a
That's
year.
Fair. That is fair. But also, you've seen who worked on that car before me.
I didn't see him, but I saw his work craftsmanship.
Yeah, you did. You were there.
No, I didn't film that video. No.
The MX-5.
MX-5 is around. He's ready for an MOT.
He's back?
Yeah.
Okay, so we could see him?
I drove him to the MOT centre.
What else we got? The 8 series.
Which one?
Now, sorry, the 8 series, the black 8 series, also daily.
Yeah.
There's lots of dailies that are being stored. What are they being stored for?
No, the Black 8 series is spring/summer daily. It's not spring or summer.
I haven't seen him since July, though.
Yeah, because he had a water pump problem. No, but I drove it. I was driving it. You weren't in on those days.
I haven't seen the Alpina wheels yet.
Exactly.
You weren't in on those days. Do you know what? It's become a bit of a character assassination for Edward, but...
Hey, yeah. Listen.
No, I'm just trying to work through this list.
It's fine.
850. I don't want to talk about it.
850, no one needs
850 is the definition of statue.
Now, here's the thing. I agree on the 850.
That is a gargoyle, yeah. That car.
The 850 I agree with, right? But I'm in over my head. And if I get rid of it, I admit defeat. So if I don't, therefore I don't admit defeat.
Okay, what else we got?
But also A50 is he's the original statue, so he can slide.
Exactly.
Because we all expect that to be there forever.
Exactly. Someone has to keep up appearances.
All right. Next daily on the list of dailies. There's half your list is dailies.
Yeah. The Beat. Try me on that.
Where's the Beat?
What do you mean? I dailied that all literally until now.
Yeah, and then it got a bit wet and it was like, ooh.
Are you joking? It weighs 600 kilos. Every small puddle I hit is like jumping into a lake.
But that's what I mean. It's not a daily then. You can't have a daily and go, it's not the season for that daily.
But then,
you have a daily for each season.
No, but they're
there's
bought.
Winter daily, there's
yeah.
autumn daily,
but they're
then
bought,
you've got a spring daily.
They're bought in that season, for that season, and then if I was smart, I would sell it, but I don't.
What else is on the list?
There's something else.
The 911.
Yeah, that's
happening. The gearbox is happening. That.
Yeah.
So there's that, and the M3. I use the M3 a lot.
The M3 is the thing I see most.
Yeah, okay, I use that guy a lot.
Yeah.
That's also the
one that you probably should use the least as well.
Nah, screw that.
Yeah.
That car needs to be used. That car needs to be. I got approached by a guy the other day who was how would I describe him? A collecting cars man.
Yeah.
He was of refined tastes. And he said, I just came up to me in the car park and the M3, you can barely tell it's green at the moment because of how much dirt is upside. And he said, is it socks for green? I said, yeah. And he went, original? I went, yeah. He went, wow, these are quite, you know, these are quite rare. I went, yeah, I do know. And he went, okay. And walked off.
But did no offer?
Clearly, no, but he was more just disturbed that it was out and it was dirty and it was being used.
Crazy way to be.
Use it. That's what it's there for. And then I think that's it. I don't think there's anyone else missing. So anyway, car number 10 should be arriving shortly. Who knows?
Perhaps spring.
Winter, autumn.
Late winter daily.
A late autumn into winter daily.
Yeah, 2025, early winter daily.
Look, I just like cars, man.
Edwin actually lives in a giant shed and he just has a little bed in the corner.
I would love that more than anything. I've said it before.
It stresses me out.
I've said it before. My perfect life is one where I've never sold a car. I want to live like a game. I want all the cars from the start of the game until the end of the game to be in the garage. So when I walk around, I'm like, that's the one I had first and that's the one I had.
But what... thing is though, two cars is a fair amount of paperwork and insurance and all that. And
but
like
also,
road tax.
None of them are insured. That's the thing. Wait, that sounds wrong. No, none of them are like everything. All of them, if they're not being driven, they're being stored.
Yeah. But
AKA they're on my parents'
the thought
driveway.
Of just having so many cars, think about like servicing. That's so many things.
Yeah, but you don't need to service them, then get driven, Ben. It's easy. I've worked this out already.
Yeah, it just upsets me. I don't know.
If you don't drive them, you don't need to MOT them because they're off the road.
Tires?
Yeah.
Like flat spotting and stuff?
Shout out to Tire Streets.
You're not worried about guys. Flat spotting and.
No, Ben. Rust? I do not. Yeah, that's a big issue.
Okay. That just makes me feel stressed and overwhelmed just thinking about it.
It stresses me out.
You got three cars.
I have three, but again, if there was one of those cars that I didn't use for like a month, I'd probably just sell it.
But yeah, that'll be a smart thing to do.
Yeah, because it means I have to be able to, whatever car I own, cars, I have to be able to use it. Otherwise, it would be boring.
Yeah. This is the issue. My dad's like me. I've been brought up like him.
Yeah.
He likes buying something dilapidated and terrible and then sticking it in the corner and going, I'll get to that. And then he doesn't. But then it goes up in value. And he's like, well, why would I get rid of it? It's going up in value. And I'm like, that's a great idea, actually.
That's a good idea.
I should do the same thing.
I have three E36s.
Yeah, I should do the same thing, but with 500 pound cars.
And I should lose money.
Nah, I've never lost a penny. That's not true, sorry. I lost money on my blue Ethos.
I believe that is because every car has had 3 miles put on it.
Yeah.
Because you have so many. You've done a lot of miles, but each car has done 8 miles.
Exactly. Each. And because of time, in the space of 10 years, even if I buy a high mileage one, everyone else has caught up. So it's now a low mileage one.
Also, to be fair, whenever you have sold a car, you tie it up nicely. Like, you know, the Mark 1 Clio you sold?
Yeah,
that guy was destined for the scrapyard and you gave him a crazy level of clean just because it was...
I believe that car's still going to live.
Really?
Yeah, that car's cool. I miss that car. That was cool.
That was like, in your eyes, that thing was gone. But you still said, you know what?
I'm washing him. Clean up.
My granddad is on his way out and I'm washing him.
One last time. What have we got next? Have we got the forum?
Which actually would move quite nicely from this.
Do we?
Because the question we have today is a personal one to you guys.
Right. Well, before we do it, for those of you, if you're new to the podcast, every week we do a thing called the forum, which is for someone who's potentially less automotive inclined, as you might have just heard, than Will and myself. We're a bit obsessed. You might have had questions on your mind. You might have things that you're too nervous to ask a car person because we're not the most welcoming bunch. Mm-hmm. We're kind of know-it-alls. So Ben trawls the comments and finds something someone has asked for us to go through.
Benjamin? But first, I must play the intro thing.
Here we go. Ben loves this. Very
that
nice,
is
Ben.
My voice.
Is that your voice?
Yep, that's me shouting into my laptop
unedited.
Microphone.
No, unedited. I was going to say, that sounds
yeah,
like
that was just me getting up in the morning. I had a bit of a sore throat that day. Right, we've got question for the forum segment. It is from Jake Starboy.
What up, Jake?
Great surname.
Have a good one.
How did you guys learn so much about cars, especially the engine and technical stuff? Did you do any courses or learn yourself? I'm currently doing a course myself, so just very curious about how I learn.
Nice.
Course required.
How did you learn it? Because mine was a deliberate, like I remember being like, I want to learn about
literature.
Oh, okay, interesting.
When I say literature. Early doors, it was, I remember having there was a book I had I know it had a yellow 360 on the front. I know that. It was like A to Z car shit.
Great.
It was like, but it just had
Search that up in the library.
I can't remember. I will probably have it somewhere, but it just had, it was a book. Each page was a different car. There was no real like, but it was just like, it has this size engine and it has this car.
Oh, this is, oh yeah, no, I think I had that book. Sorry, I thought it was like an engineering specific one. No, it was just cars.
I was like, this is useful information.
Yeah.
I now know that the Ferrari 360 has this size V8 and the Cerbera TVR has this and all. Oh, one, there was one wrong thing in that book, actually. I think it might have been on it. It actually says Subaru Evo or something.
Ooh,
it's literally at the worst possible point to mess it up. It gets messed
up.
Is
it what is one of those things? Those books always had like 800 supercars that they're very like they're bang on about.
Yeah,
and then they're like, people are getting into Japanese cars now. We'll put an R34 Skyline in.
Yeah,
and it's all wrong. It's not correct.
I remember it being wrong. I was like, yeah, it's just even like, oh, again, this is years ago. You didn't really have the internet. But like going to a car show and it has a little plaque next to a car. And I'm like, cool, I've stored this information for some reason. But then after that, it's internet. Just
but
going,
mechanical knowledge?
Just don't have any.
But, you have more than
again,
most.
Again, it's trying stuff and Googling it and YouTubing it.
Yeah. Mine was a deliberate attempt to learn mechanical stuff.
Yeah.
I remember I would probably have been 12 or 13. It was... it was just like, you know what? I want to understand engines and things. And Engineering Explained, that was the kind of towards the beginning of his YouTube channel.
Mm.
Some great videos on there on basically him breaking down everything that you could want to understand about cars. I remember watching that and being like, oh, cool. I had kind of vague understanding of this.
Mm.
And then, yeah, just watching YouTube videos, Mighty Car Mods, everyone doing engine builds on YouTube.
It's the same as the thing we talked about, tools, where it's like, how do you get tools? It was the same way for learning anything on a car. Like, well, some of it, like, I might have learned with my dad, like doing a spark plug or doing brakes or whatever. It's like the sort of super basic stuff. But even then, some cars are different, and you go, I want to do, I don't know, some kind of belt change or spark plugs on a car where you can't just get to stuff easily. Mm. You just go on the internet.
Yeah.
There are a million people who've done stuff before, and they tell you how. I have no desire to be an engineer of sorts or know exactly how. There's always a way to do something, to do a job on a car yourself. Yeah.
Mad respect though, if you're an engineer, I like that's something I look upon like with a feeling of I'll never understand.
Mm.
Someone who can be like, right, I'm going to design this to do this.
Mm.
I can't do that. I can hammer things into things. That's it.
I've tried making. Don't work.
It doesn't work. Every time I'm like, I'm going to fabricate something.
Unbolting. Bolting back together.
I don't know if anybody else feels this, but if I pick up a pen and I write or draw something in my brain, I'm like, I'm old now. I can do this like an adult.
Mm.
And then I look at what I've drawn and a child's done it.
Mm.
That's what I feel with my fabrication skills.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, I know what I'm doing here now. I've worked on enough cars. And then I cut something out of metal and the edges are all like, I'm like, I shouldn't be touching this.
Yeah.
I'd love to know how, but I can't.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, anything you can, really, look up videos. Also, get a friend who is working on a car. They want your help in inverted commas, and you can just watch. It's very good. You will learn a lot by doing that.
Also, if you're just doing it, you're going to mess it up.
Mm.
You are going to mess it up.
That's the point.
Just doing it, the amount of things that I believed I didn't understand, and then, I don't know, 5-10 years go by, then you try it and you go, that actually wasn't that bad.
No, yeah.
It's actually not that bad.
Brakes. I always used to hate brakes.
Yeah.
When I was like 17, 18, I was like, I'm never touching those. Yeah. I don't understand them. Now I'm like, it's just brakes. It's just a disc and two pads.
You may get scolded though by a bad experience. That is why people get put off a job where they go, I did that job on my whatever car and everything was seized and a bolt snapped and it cost me loads. I had to take it to a garage and then you actually get traumatized by that experience.
Well,
I'm never touching brakes again.
There was something
be like that.
The other day that you literally said that, you were like, no, I'm not doing that. That's a bullshit job. And I was like, no, that's fine. I've done that loads of times.
Okay,
and
probably
then,
yes.
And then like the next day, I was like, I'm not doing that. You do it. And you're like, why? It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I've done enough. Just, I've messed them up too many times.
And then you get it easy. And you do it. And you're like, why was that so easy?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. And then you mess something up. And then
if you've got a mate though that does stuff, and you can watch, that is massively helpful. Yeah.
Like, that's how you learn.
Well,
right?
I don't know how to do it myself, but I mean, the hundreds and hundreds of hours I've spent filming you guys do it and watching you take things apart and put them back together again. I know a fair amount like how to do most jobs in an engine and on a car. Now, I can't do it myself, but I could imagine how it's done and I know roughly the theory of it just from watching.
Yeah.
I mean, I was filming it, but you're watching it for a screen.
There you go. Watch TDC videos and you'll learn. Don't do that.
No, you won't learn. That will not happen.
Good question, Jake. Godspeed.
Starboy.
Enjoy the car workings.
enjoy it.
What have we got next? Oh, I got a lyric. I was listening in the car today. We haven't got a name for this yet. Probably come up with a section name. Drop it in the comments. But as the podcast is called Cream or Cars Rule Everything Around Me, you can probably tell the fact that both Will and I are very into our 80s, 90s, and early 2000s hip hop and rap because it mentions a lot about cars. And today I was listening to a song. It's an old favorite of mine. The artist, Kanye West. The song, Drive Slow.
Mm.
It's got driving in the name, but they're two different mentions, but of Mercs. I'm into Mercs recently. Okay. So, is it Paul Wall that mentions the first one? I think it is. Here we go. Verse 2, Paul Wall. First mention, allow me to introduce you to my CL Mercedes. Now, CL Mercedes, early 2000s, he's still king top now. Nobody's talking about CL Mercs anymore.
No.
I don't think, can you even get a CL anymore?
It'd be an S-Class Coupe.
Coupe, now, right? I guess people do probably still talk about S-Class Coupe.
It's not got the same...
A pull.
S-Class Coupe.
No.
Doesn't have the same vibe as
they're just saying the coupe. CL. I'm pulling up in the coupe.
Yeah. It's like saying you have an 8 series now. I'm like, yeah. You probably have an 840D.
A D.
Yeah.
But then later in there, which I think is GLC who sings this, I got the custom grill. I got the Brabus rims.
Woo!
Whenever I hear that, I always think that's got to be the only mention of Brabus in a song ever. What a crazy name drop. They must have been sitting there. Was it Bottrop where Brabus is from? They're just sitting in Germany going, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, we're getting a shout out promotion.
On a Kanye song?
Can we get, if there is any up and coming or big rappers, artists, anyone who makes music, can we get you to put a lyric in?
Something about the Ninky Nong.
Like, I want something super, super specific.
Microcar.
I want you to talk about 18-inch by 8 team dynamics.
Yeah, pro race.
Just stick that in a lyric.
Or maybe like 18 rears all round on an
E46. Yeah. Or something about an aux belt change on a very specific car.
He got the Denzos. I got the Bosch.
Or something about oil capacities.
Mm.
If someone could rhyme 5W30 with something.
Ooh, if you can get an oil weight into a song, that's the guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I was just listening. I thought, crazy. Brabus, the only other thing, the only time that I know Brabus has had any pull was Hater to Love It. What is the actual title? Is it Hater to Love It? Yeah. In the music video, he said, I want to put my mama in a brand new Benz. And the photo is a really badly photoshopped photo of a Brabus CL Merc next to his wife or mum, sorry. But that's, you can't be so using Brabus.
Crazy thing to put your mum in.
It's not technically a Merc either. Pretty sure it has its own VIN number. So that's not technically correct.
Actually, I think you'll find.
So yeah, that's the lyric section. Bit of random car nerdery. I heard it and I thought, hey man, Brabus. What are you up to these days? You're making smart cars and stuff.
It's crazy. They're just free promotion.
For nothing.
They're just throwing car manufacturers into their songs. Nowadays, I bet they don't. I wonder if that's why they don't do it anymore. Because they're like,
there's nothing in the game
anymore. Wait till someone pays you.
They're talking about their finance agreements.
And then go, I'm pulling up in the Vauxhall Corsa E-Flex on a lease deal. It's only £300 a month.
Because they're trying to get the balloon payment down. Yeah. right. That's what those two sections done.
We've got a little bit to sort of end on.
Ah, yes. Well, I mean, to be fair, we've already had our argument a little bit.
Yeah.
So in lieu of an argument, I have brought something special in. Ben, if you'd like to chuck it.
I love show and tell.
It is show and tell this week. And it's something that you'll probably be quite sad about.
I don't want to throw it because it's a relic.
No, you can throw it. Don't worry. This, in my hand, if you're an audio listener, I will describe, is an autotrader.co.uk magazine. And this one is volume 12, issue 25, from the 21st to the 27th of June, 2012.
So it's 2012. So it's It's a while ago, but 12, not that long ago.
12 and a half years ago.
Yeah.
And I bought these when I was potentially moving back to the UK, and I was looking for my first car, and therefore I wasn't looking at any of the first car things. I was looking at what I found interesting.
This would 2012 is when I passed. Yeah, 2012 is when I passed my test.
That's when you passed your test?
Yeah.
So you were looking for cars?
I would have been in the market.
Looking for... Well, we'll have to find what you were looking at. But so I have... We're not going to go through all of it, but I've put some markers along here of cars that have interested me that I saw that might make us a little bit sad now. Was there anything you remember seeing when you were looking for your car that you thought, that's a good deal? Or
there's...
Or you wanted...
I remember wanting an Alpha 147 GTA. Is there anything of that?
I don't believe we have 147. What I do have...
Fords.
Well, Fords. I've got here Mark II Focus STs, like what we bought for the challenge.
So I owned one of those 3 years later.
Okay.
It cost me £6,000.
Well, right here we have got £6,000, a pre-facelift, two-door, silver, just like what you bought. Mm. We've got one for $8,000 and then a facelift for £11,000. So, for perspective, what's that car worth now?
Three, four.
Oof, tough to hear. What have we got here? A Clown Shoe Z3M Coupe.
Oh, okay.
In Imola red. That now is probably, and it's a 3.2, so it's an E46 engine car. Mm. That most likely, sorry, it's a 98, so it's not. It's an early one. That's probably worth £40,000 to £50,000 minimum, I would assume. Even more.
It's going to be £8, isn't it?
It's £10,500. That's really tough to see. There is a Ferrari 575 Maranello. That is a 2004, so that is only, what, an eight-year-old car?
Mm.
That is £66,950. That's...
Okay, that's not as... With a bit of inflation, I guess that's actually not far off.
A Gallardo Spider E-Gear, £74,000.
74
times of
that's surprising because they're basically the same now
things, you know.
Although, again, with inflation, that's probably way more. But
what have we got here? I've come over here couple of 8 series, an 840 CI, £2,100.
And do you want me to pull up an inflation calculator so I can give you today's prices?
That would be nice because I bet that bumps it, that makes it feel a bit nicer,
of course. Yeah. If I skip through, I'll skip through most of the convertibles. What have we got here? This is tough.
Are we in Fords?
Ferrari.
Okay.
355 Spider, £37,500.
Yeah, even with inflation.
£52,000 now.
£52,000. So 52. You double your money. You double your money even today.
Now?
Yeah, 100. For a nice one, that is a 21,000 mile car. So it's not the lowest, but it's a nice car.
Yeah.
Couple of S2000s, £13,000, £14,000. One for six, it's not bad, but lots of money all over the place.
19,500 roughly.
Okay, that's okay. Not probably wouldn't have lost much here? One of those.
We've got a McLaren MP4-12C.
It would have been brand new.
It is 1 year old. £184,000.
I saw one of those for sale recently on Facebook, funnily enough. It was about 60.
I was going
to
say,
I think you're in the region of 60 to 100.
I saw one for 68 on just a local dealer the other day. So that's tough.
So that's the equivalent back then of £257,000. So you were
in today's money.
You've at least halved it.
You've probably tanked £100,000 easy. Yeah.
We've got a Mitsubishi Lancer Evo 7.
Ooh.
So an Evo 7.
10?
He's 9.5. About there. This is tough. A 180SX, in the UK known as a 200SX, basically an S13 but a hatchback, like you Americans would know it, £1,800. And this is a 29,000 mile manual car. One owner for 20 years since new.
But no inflation on that is going to, because people are going to be asking, what, 15, 20, 25?
For a 20K mile car, off the charts.
So you are 10Xing that car, because that is the equivalent of £2,500 now.
If anybody knows that car, the plate is H12RHA.
It's probably skidded into a wall.
That's in a wall now. Tough over here for Ben. Tough to see. We have got, firstly, we've got a 996, identical to our 996.
Yeah.
It is a 3.4 Carrera with the full pack, £12,500.
Wow.
So money went up. 17.5
equivalent for now.
But the tough times are just alongside it. a 993 911 coupe, like what Alex bought.
A two or a four?
It is a C4, so just like Alex's.
Okay.
With 80,000 miles. His had 200,000 miles.
Got, yeah, well over double.
Yeah, this one's just £16,000.
And how much is that now?
Oh, that's I mean, with that many miles, yeah, that's going to be 67. Well, yeah, on a good day, 670, probably like 50 plus.
So if you kept that for 12 years, you've made...
So it's the equivalent of 22,300 now, ooh, which means that you're making 40 grand.
You're making 40 grand.
Just owning that.
Thanks, Singer. Porsche 911 is a G-body, so the early, before 964s.
Give.
The 911, the old 911. A 3.2 Carrera, so good engine. Manual with a G50 gearbox. That's £14,000.
£14,000?
Correct, Ben.
Was that 20K?
That's, yeah, just under 20K.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. This, I go through this quite often, and it makes me really sad. What have I marked here? That's a Clio 182. Sorry, 172. £3,000. Basically, this whole little page of Clio 182s, they're all just the same money.
Yeah.
They just haven't changed their money.
Although there was a period between that one and the period they are and where they are now, where they were a grand. So there's probably actually, if they probably stopped making those by that point.
So everyone then who was selling it lost their money.
Yeah.
And then now people are making money again on them.
Another, yeah.
Mark IV grand. Golf R32. Big, I'm a big fan of these. Mark IV, so yes. The rarer one. £4,800. Mm. There is a nicer one though down here for £6,900. And this one has 60,000 miles. All of the Mark V R32s though, a bit more recent, they were going for 12, 11, 10.
And they're probably where
those are
the
like
Mark IVs are.
Yeah, 3-4 grand now. So, you know what? You got to play the game.
Get yourself a Mark V R32.
Play the game smart.
We can't make any guarantees, but
coming through,
judging by this research, in 12 years, you will be...
But they sound very good.
They do.
Christ. My mate had one and it was...
That's a U-car, Ben.
That is a Ben car.
I would like it. You know what? I actually regret not buying that car off him.
Can see you in it, Ben.
Also, that was a really nice one. That was only six?
Six miles?
A choice. 130,000 miles, but it was £6,000. But that's for a really nice one. You could get like a ropey one for four. Mm. That's quite a lot of
Ben,
car.
Ben the car dealer. Hey, good one for that.
I cat clean on that is actually now four.
So I'd certainly lose some money on one of them, I tell you that.
I have for you a choice of two Chrysler Crossfires available to you for the low price of £6,000 each, both of them auto.
So we're talking just under 10 grand. Thankfully, we can all live in peace, knowing that a Crossfire owner probably lost about £8,000in the last 12
basically
years.
All Crossfire owners have lost money.
Yeah, that's deserved, I believe.
On this side, now we're convertible, so it's not quite your bag as much, but an E92.
M3?
E92 M3 in Interlagos.
Would have been about what?
It's convertible. It's an 08, so hang on. It's 4 years old.
Would that not be an E93?
Ben,
mate, you know what?
You just got out cars.
Not just that. Out BMW. Ben. Huge. It's a huge day from Ben. The price on that car, £29,999.
How many miles is that?
That car is on 38,000 miles.
I mean, it's a convertible.
Yeah.
So it's worthless.
So realistically, in today's market, that's what, a 12 to 13 grand car on a good day?
With that miles, you'd probably ask 20 for it. But
where that car is now today, probably at 100K miles.
Oh yeah, probably, yeah.
That car's now.
Yeah. So that's basically it's 41 equivalent.
Are there any coupe M3s on there?
I don't know if I have any in this one.
If they're roughly at that price.
I think they're around the same price, around 30 grand.
Selling E92 M3s for 25 to 30, sometimes more.
But what I have next to it, now it's still a convertible, but it is an E36 M3 Evolution, so it's a 3.0, it's the big boy engine, for £3,500.
Troy.
The engine alone is now worth that. You'd be very lucky to get an engine alone for that money.
Although I bet, so that would have been, that's like the arse end of E36 M3 values.
Oh yeah.
So it would have been some of the slightly crustier.
Oh no, this one. That one has just, I saw it, it's 104,000 miles.
That's not bad.
So the mileage isn't low, but obviously tough to see underneath. We've got a couple E-types here, all for under 30 grand. that's hard to see. Also, two 635 CSIs. One here is for £1,500.
Jesus.
But knowing that it's going to be rusty. Tough one for me, Audi Quattro, 2.2 Quattro, a late one. Sorry, it's an RR, so not a UR. £15,000. for a Quattro.
Or what are they now?
I think you're minimum looking at a 30, 25 to 30 to get into them. Sorry, don't mean to sound the alarm bells, but we have another Chrysler Crossfire. This one is a steal at £6,200.
Not bad. Not bad. The owner manual, says, though.
We are 35,000 miles, two-door, coupe, grey, petrol, automatic, 3.2, passenger airbag, solid paint. Don't know if that refers to the flake or if it's just he thinks it's pretty good. E-seats, aircon, heated seats. Not just e-seats, it's got heated seats. Side airbags, ABS, VGC, and low mileage. Taxed, also taxed. I forgot about that. That is
the year the tax disc. So the 2012 or 2014, that was basically when they got rid of the tax disc.
But also, tax would transfer. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's crazy to think. Yeah,
again, it was roughly the same time that they... Yeah. So it would have been a couple of years later that... Whenever you see that on a car now, if you ever see someone selling a car with tax, nah, you don't get it, man.
Now, here's the deal. Ferrari 355, £12,995. Oh, sorry, I missed a word in there.
A replica.
Ferrari 355 replica, two-door convertible.
Now,
based on a Pontiac 2.8 V6. That's a Fiero.
I'll say that replicas are probably roughly the same money.
I think I agree.
So maybe a replica is where your money should be.
Best investment.
It's not a big investment. It's just safe.
The issue is selling it, though. Finding someone who will buy your replica.
That car's still for sale at that price.
It's still, yeah. If we ring this number right now, he'll pick up.
Yeah. Mate, yeah, still got it. Yeah.
I've got a seat. This one's great. I saw this. So Range Rover L322.
Ooh.
4.2 supercharged.
Here we go.
Yeah. 2007. So we are, we're still 5 years old. £28,500. Crazy to think that's a £4.50 car right now.
Granted,
it's a supercharged one, so it's probably worth a bit more, but no one wants that. It's also white.
No one's paid 28 grand for it.
Couple of alphas. I mean, this is kind of sad. There was a section in this called bargain cars. I think they're all under a grand. Just E36s as far as the eye can see. £800, £600, £700. This one's £400. Load of E39s as well, nicer ones. And why have I highlighted this page? A PT Cruiser for £700. I assume that's why I highlighted it. Oh no, I know why I did. It's just next to it. Special to you, not to many to other people. Citroen AX 1.1.
Wow!
Memphis.
How much that?
£495.
You're not finding one of those for that money.
No. Loads of Saxos, which makes me sad because most of those are probably in the bin now. And then coming up, what's the final one that I have marked? I don't think I have any more. It is three MR2s, all for the price of between 600 and £700.
An SW20?
All SW20 MR2s.
Turbo?
All of them NAs, but still sub £700 for all of them. Corsa Bs, as far as the eye can see. Those are some of them kind of ranging from 500 to 1,000. It makes me sad. And I have got five of these total. So I will annotate and bring them in every few weeks. We'll go through some sadness. But the one that I did mean to, I might have skipped over, and it's the saddest of all for me. Here he is. I marked him with an asterisk. I mentioned this on a previous podcast. Right there is a Mark 1 Ford Focus RS, of which I circled with a pencil when I was 14 or 15, whenever I got this, because I thought, that's going to be my car. I'm going to have one of those. Not realizing that insurance would kill any hope or dream of that. So 82,000 mile Ford Focus RS, supposedly running 400 horsepower, 6,000. It's a very weird number, £6,894.
Call
it seven.
6,984, probably got 10 grand in today's money. Yeah,
but this was a good one.
You're probably at. You can buy those for that money, but you're buying a rusty project.
A really bad one, yeah. I mean, to be fair, that car is probably rusty now. Yeah.
But they are still annoying because they're still due their glow up.
Yeah.
They're still due the point. They're still, I don't know, sub 20?
You can still
get one for. Yeah. But there's going to be a point in the next 5 to 10 years where a Mark 1 Focus RS will be 30 grand, 40 grand, 50 grand, 60 grand. And then
just Ford. Just, like what happened with that Escort, the one we were looking at the other, was it £202,000 it sold for?
It's insane.
Like, it's an Escort, man. I know it's cool. It's an RR Escort.
200 grand?
200 grand. You're telling me you're going to go and buy one of those instead of like a 991 GT3 RS or something?
100,000. I guess your money's safe, maybe?
It's Ford, mate. Better than a pension.
Better than your pension, mate.
So yeah, Mach 1 RS. There were days where they were sub 5.
Yeah.
And now, no longer.
Ford's in the UK.
So instead of an argument, we've decided to end on sadness.
Sadness. And that, I think it's possibly time for bed.
Yeah. We've transferred some sadness from us to you. Hope you enjoyed it. See you next week when we should be back to normal, back in our usual unit, hopefully with a bit more energy. Thank you very much for listening to the Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast. And as always, remember, cream get the money, dollar bill you'll.